I was 10 years old when he died. And we just, I don't know, I don't remember. When Mom and Dad slept across the hall, you know, in this other room. Us kids, we occupied the shed rooms, they call them. It was the next room beside of them.
When you, for light, sometimes you use kerosene lanterns, which do you
all the time. That's all we had.
Would you ever have a name for a kind of makeshift kerosene thing with a rag and a bottle?
Well, flambeau.
Yeah.
We never used them in the house because it smoked too bad, you know. That's happened in the house. But we had a lot of, we must have a dozen lamps, you know, with the chimney top. Well, I still got one in case of current going off.
What would you call something that several people might sit on that might be in the living room or dining room?
Well, some of them call them couches, some of them call them settees. Now, you're talking about what us kids eat on. Is that what you're talking about? That was a bench. It had a dining table. Most families had a bench. Well, some had two, but we never did have but one. On one side of the table. And that's where us kids eat on that bench.
And would the children always, would they generally eat at a different place from the rest of the family?
Well, we usually eat on the bench and the rest of the family is around the table. Of course, the elders eat at the head of the table. Turn things, you know. Not like we do now. When we go to eat in there, some of us are sitting in the chairs watching television. Part of us on the bar and part of us on the dining table. We just everywhere.
Did you ever play marbles very much when you?
Oh yeah.
What kinds of different marble games did you have?
Well, we had roly-poly. That was one way we had home. I can't remember the names of them. Anyway, a corner, they would home and in another hole, and then they what they call a corner, and then one went out to the in an L shape. That was called roly-poly. Then we played. What the name of that? And anyway, we just draw the ring, you know, and put the marble in it so many, and shoot them out of the ring, you know. Really, we gambled with that, marble-wise. I've seen boys get out of marble in the schoolhouse. The day and the next day, why, somebody else would get them, you know.
Did you have names for different marbles?
Yeah, we had it. Well, we had it. What's the name of that? Bulleye? Some kind of eye. Then we had the peewee and the glass marble. Paul was a bigger marble. That's about all I knew about.
Would you call one marble a cat's eye?
Cat's eye, that's what I was trying to think when I said bulleye. Yeah, that'd be one of the glass marbles, you know, clear with a dark spot on one side.
What would you call a big marble?
That was a tall.
And if
a log roller, something called.
What would a log roller be made out of?
Well, they were made of different things. Some of them were glass, and some of them was made like the peewee, sort of. Peewee, you could buy them, you know, just for nothing. A bunch of them for no money at all. They wasn't completely round either. Some of them were lopsided. And a lot of the log rollers was made out of the same stuff, clay, I guess. And then there was a glass marble. That was in my, I guess they make plastic ones now.
Yeah.
Make them out of fuel oil or something.
Did you ever play a game where you made a circle here and then you had a bigger circle out here?
Yeah, with marbles.